Yeah, thanks very much, Daniel. Welcome along to Rosapenna Golf Club. An 8 a.m. start for the first three balls here this morning. So the first groups are closing in on the last few holes of their second round. Philip Price has continued where he left off yesterday. He was 6 under par for his opening round, which was a 65. So as it stands, he's 5 under through 15 holes of his second round, and that has helped him on to 11 under par. A 3-shot advantage he holds now at this stage from his playing partner, Thomas Bjorn, who had a bit of a rocky patch during his round. He double bogeyed the 12th, but he has bounced back with a few birdies in a row. So he's on 4 under for his round. He's 3 shots off the lead. And then Paul Streeter, who along with Philip Price was at 6 under par overnight, the joint co-leaders. Well, he is just 1 under for his round. He's going okay, but 4 shots back off the lead at this stage. We're in the outside broadcast unit, outside the Pavilion Golf Club here at Rosapenna. Thankfully, the rain has held off. It had been threatening to rain a few times during the morning, Dennis Kerwin, but so far so good for those out in the course.
Yes, absolutely, Dermot. Conditions are almost perfect for golf. It's quite benign, and Philip Price has certainly made the best of his way. He's 5 under par through 15 holes, 5 birdies today. He had a flawless round, as you say, of 65 yesterday, 6 under for his round yesterday. That brings him up to 11 under par, and he's a commanding 3-shot lead over Thomas Bjorn, the 2018 Ryder Cup winning captain, Thomas Bjorn. Bjorn was going along nicely. He was within 2 shots of the lead of Philip Price at one stage. He had a double bogey on the 12th, but he's bounced back admirably with birdies on holes 13, 14 and 15, and he's now an 8 under par. That's 3 behind Philip Price. Paul Streeter, a name that many people would not be familiar with, but he's a 2-time winner on the seniors tour. He's 1 under for his round today. He's on 7 under par, 4 behind Philip Price. And Paul Laurie, what a round Paul Laurie's having. The 1999 Open champion is 5 under for his round through 14 holes. He's matched Philip Price so far, and he's on 6 under, but he's still 5 off the lead. And just a word on Mark James. Mark James is 67 years of age, and I was chatting to him yesterday, Dermot, and he said it's his ambition to shoot his age, and he was only 1 birdie off it yesterday. He's going well again today. He's 1 under for his par, 1 under par for his round through 14, and on 4 under. But they'll all have a bit of catching to do with Philip Price, because he's 11 under par, and that's 3 clear of Thomas Bjorn at present.
Yeah, and the thing about it is the leading group, they're coming up towards the end of their round out of the States, Dennis, and you look at those closing holes. The 16th is a par 5, the 18th is a par 5, so a chance for them to pick up some more shots along the way.
Definitely. It's a great, really great finishing stretch here at Rosapenna, Dermot. Plenty of opportunities to pick up birdies on the way in. And, you know, Philip Price tacks on a couple of more birdies. He's going to be hard caught tomorrow. In fairness to him, he's managed to follow up one very, very good round with another. And of course, Philip Price famously brought down Phil Mickelson at a Ryder Cup in a single some years ago. So he's a very, very good player, Philip Price. And, you know, he's won a few times as well, and decent tournaments on the senior tour, so he's got plenty of experience. But you would have to think Thomas Bjorn, who has moved into his rear view mirror, is obviously his main danger, and Thomas Bjorn going well at present. But yeah, as you say, Dermot, plenty of opportunity for the lads to pick up a couple of other shots and distance themselves even further from the field over the next hour or so.
Great to see so many familiar names here today, isn't there, Dennis? And some familiar names further down the leaderboard as well. Thomas Levy is there. He's at +1, but he's had a good day today. 4 under for his round. Ian Woosnam, 1 under for his round. And good to see Paul McGinley picking up a shot this morning. He's still very much in the early stages of his second round. He's only played 7 holes, but he has recorded his first birdie of the day.
Yeah, he has. And you really have to hand it to Paul McGinley. I mean, anything that Paul turns his hand to, he tends to make a great fist of it. And, you know, he did a great job in the Irish Open a couple of years ago in 2018 back in Lahinch, one of the best Irish Opens, the most memorable. And he's built something special here, Dermot, in Rosapenna. I know there's no crowds, and obviously with COVID that has to be the way, but you know, if we come back here next year and if we have a decent crowd and if things return to a reasonable degree of normality, you know, this event has the makings of a terrific event. As you say, a lot of good names there, the likes of Ian Woosnam, former Ryder Cup captain. He was Ryder Cup captain, of course, in the K Club in 2006. I had a chat with him yesterday. And, you know, he's still enjoying his golf very, very much. And he's loving this part of the world. He's a big fan of Ireland, a big fan of links courses in particular in Ireland. And, you know, famously won Irish Opens back in Portmarnock and Royal Dublin back in the heyday of the late 80s, early 90s. But he's delighted to be back here in Ireland on a links course. And, you know, again, performing reasonably well. As you mentioned, Paul McGinley going okay. And, you know, there's a lot of big names throughout, you know, the actual event, the likes of Thomas Levay, who had a great European Tour career, and, you know, lads like Barry Lane, very, very good, solid professionals. And it's great to see them here and playing so well. As you know, these lads are no spring chickens. As I say, Mark James, 67 years of age and well able to get his ball around, still competing at a very, very high level. So, you know, there's a lot of talent out there in the field, and some very, very lucky amateurs out there as well playing with them, Dermot, including your own Mr. Daniel O'Donnell, who I saw teeing off on the 10th hole today. And in fairness to Daniel, he's playing with a couple of very, very good professionals in Andrew Oldcorn and Jose Caceres, but he's very much enjoying himself out there, and that's what it's all about.
And you know what, Dennis, that's a very intimidating drive, isn't it, down the 10th?
It certainly is. Rather him than me, Dermot. I wouldn't fancy it now, I'll be honest with you. It's like trying to find your way down through a chute. It's a very, very narrow drive. And in fairness to Daniel, he got a decent one off. And, you know, he's playing off a high handicap. He's enjoying himself. And that's what golf is all about. It's not all about the professional level. It's all about being able to compete at a level that you're able to compete at. And Daniel is playing off a high handicap, but very much suits his game. But in fairness to him, like most things that Daniel does, he gets a lot of enjoyment out of it.
Yeah, you can see him going around with a smile on his face. Clem McCluskey is the leader of the amateur section at this stage. It's a stable forward format there, so 64 points is some going for Clem, the Irishman. So he's got 30 points for his second round, and that's only after 12 holes, so he can certainly be pretty happy with his display. Gary Ross from Scotland is in second place. He's 56 points, so 8 points behind the current leader. And James Nesbitt, we know him from Cold Feet, Dennis, but he's hot stuff today. Again, 24 points through 11 holes, 55 points in total. So perhaps James Nesbitt not out of the running just yet?
No, not at all. And in fairness to James, he's enjoyed the hospitality here in Donegal over the last few days as well. So I take my hat off to him. Any man that's able to tip away and shoot 55 points so far after 29 holes around here in Rosapenna and manages to make the most of the hospitality that's on offer as well, it's a fair achievement. Jimmy Nesbitt, very, very much a popular figure here in Donegal over the last few days. And again, it's an awful shame that people can't be here to see a lot of the big names and the big faces. I mean, the other day we had the pro celebrity golf event here, Dermot, and we had the likes of Dublin manager Jim Gavin, one of my great heroes as a dub, who managed to get Dublin to the 5 in a row, which was extraordinary achievement by anybody and may never ever be repeated. 44 points for his round, terrific stuff. And then you have the likes of Keith Wood and indeed some famous hurlers like Joe Canning and DJ Carey. So it's going to be great in the years ahead for people to come out and, you know, not only see the great golfers and the great heroes of the past that are in this Legends event, but also seeing some of the great Irish legendary sports figures from so many different codes.
Okay, Dennis, listen, that's brilliant. It's been really, really enjoyable so far, and some fantastic golf out there and near perfect conditions as well. It's Philip Price who's leading the way at this stage. He holds a 3-shot advantage then from Thomas Bjorn. Both players are on the 16th as we speak, and that's a par 5. Then next up for them is the par 3, 17th. A tricky par 3, that one, before the par 5 finish on 18. So they won't be too much longer out there, and we'll hopefully get a chat with both players to see how much they enjoyed the action today. Paul Streeter has picked up a birdie as well, by the way, so he has joined Thomas Bjorn on 8 under par for the tournament, 3 shots behind the leader, who is Philip Price on 11 under par. We'll be back with more from here, Daniel, in a couple of hours' time, but for now, it's back to the studio.